Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Welcome to our Easter celebration service as we gather together in this way. We gather in joy. We gather in hope. We gather to celebrate that Christ is risen. My name is Lynn, and I have the privilege of being the minister at Adelaide West and sharing with you on this Easter Sunday. We gather together as a family, and we also gather together with the worldwide church, churches large and small, from cathedrals and homes. And as a symbol of that gathering with the worldwide church, I invite you to light a candle, remembering that Christ is alive and present with us now. For the kids today, there are some activity sheets on the Facebook page and group that you can download. And you can, of course, build a Lego set from the Bible reading today. And if you do that, please send a photo of it, as we'd love to share it. This time last year, we suggested growing a resurrection garden. And here we have one that was grown by Sue Bailey, and it's flourishing. In fact, I used it for the Mainly Music Easter talk, as the theme for this year was in the garden, so this was perfect. After the message today, we'll be sharing communion together, so you might like to have some bread or a cracker and some juice on hand so that we can share together. Christ the Lord is risen today. Let the whole creation say hallelujah, for love's redeeming work is done. We worship together.
Tombstone said he is risen, just as he said. Quickly now, go tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing that you can be born again. Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world, he is risen. Hallelujah, he's risen. Hallelujah, he's risen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That you can't.
Reading from John chapter 20, starting at verse 1. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white, seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned around toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, on Good Friday, we had a guided tour of the journey to the cross. And this is the 15th slide of that journey. Jesus risen from the dead. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed and renewed the world. Reading from Mark chapter 16, verses 4 to 7. When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Look, there is a place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." We pray. Lord Jesus, you are dead, but now you are alive. Transform the torments of this world's sin, that we may see your radiant glory. You are raised from death to life. May the power of your resurrection live in us, that we may be channels of your true life beyond measure. To you, Jesus, be honour and glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. You know, what does this mean for us, really mean? What does it mean for our everyday lives? What does it mean in a world with fear and anxiety, a world with uncertainty, a world that has seen hundreds of thousands of deaths due to a virus since last Easter, a world that has been shaken up and stopped, a world that is looking for new beginnings, new opportunities? You know, this time last year, we expected to have returned to normal life by now, whatever normal life was. But the reality is that we can go into lockdown at any moment, And we've seen that this week. And once again, we saw the obligatory buying of loads of toilet paper. It's almost an instinctive and expected reaction to a lockdown now. What a difference a day makes. And here in this story, brought to us by John, we see that. Now, we have a complex range of emotions in this story. In these 18 verses, there's terror and fear, confusion and doubt. There's reluctance to go into the tomb, this misunderstanding, anxiety and grief for Mary. Mary is crying. The enthusiasm of Peter rushing around. There's desperation. There are emotions we can relate to in our daily lives, emotions that we can relate to over this last year as we faced and continue to face a pandemic. Now, John wrote this gospel at least 50 to 60 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus. And yet the details are so vivid, the emotions so real. He clearly remembers this well. He talked of this day for decades. The stories are real, the emotions still raw. I like the realism in the account. I can relate to the different emotions, and I wonder what I would have felt if I was there. What would you have felt, said, thought? How would you have reacted? You know, Mary mistook Jesus for the gardener. It's hard to fathom. She knows Jesus well, has seen him only 2 days before. How could she not recognize him? Either there's something wrong with Mary or there is something completely different about Jesus. I'm going with the second option. Jesus is transformed in resurrection. For Mary not to recognize him, he must look different. Now, verses 8 and 16 are stories about recognition. The other disciple saw the empty tomb and believed. It's straightforward, pragmatic. But Mary also saw the empty tomb. But she hasn't understood yet. She hasn't recognized Jesus. She recognizes him when he says her name. Here is a new beginning. I love this painting of the resurrection morning by Daphne Davis. It's featured in the book Our Mob, God's Story. From Perth, Daphne is from the Noongar people, and she's painted this in the landscape and colours that she knows and loves. And she's caught a moment of recognition, Mary responding to her name. Jesus says one word, and she realised who it was. She cries out, "Rabboni, teacher." Joy replaces tears. Hope replaces anxiety. Jesus has risen. You know, each of us will recognize Jesus in different ways. Resurrection will dawn on us in different ways. And Mary and the two disciples, they don't interpret the resurrection. Jesus does that. They find an empty tomb. They don't have the experience of the resurrection until Jesus comes to them and says, "Here am I." And then Jesus asked Mary to go to my brothers and tell them that I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. This is a change. Jesus has only spoken about God as the Father or my Father. His followers as disciples or servants or friends, but the resurrection has changed this. His followers are now brothers, and the Father is now your Father. God is now your God. Relationships have changed. This is a new beginning, where those who believe in Jesus are welcomed into this new world, where they can know God the way that Jesus knows God. Easter brings good news. Easter brings new beginnings, new opportunities for a new kind of relationship. On Friday, I said that the Good Friday service doesn't really finish, as it continues to Easter Sunday. Sunday was coming. Well, Sunday has come, and much has changed. How different it is. John tells us that Jesus reveals God to the world, and through Jesus, the way is now open to have a relationship with God through Christ who is resurrected. New beginnings, new opportunities. Do we recognize Jesus? Are we listening for our names? There is power in a name, in the speaking of a name. Our names are being quietly spoken. Do you hear it? Easter Sunday is the day of life, celebrating new life that overcomes even our darkest moments. It's the day the movement began. It's a day of hope. Easter calls us to hope in one another, to hope in a future that we cannot yet see or imagine. Easter Sunday is the day of transformation. The day of changed relationships, the day of recognition, the day of resurrection, the day of new opportunities and new beginnings. Christ is risen from the dead, risen just as he said, joy to the world, he is risen. Amen. Friends, communion is the very embodiment of this day. Good Friday and today are lived out for us in this special meal, so it's a joy to be able to share this together today. We remember the story of Easter, how on the night when Jesus was to be arrested, he gathered with his friends and sitting at a meal table, plates and cups, conversations and jokes, friendship and betrayal. Christ saying, take and eat, this is my body broken for you. Take and drink, this is a new covenant in my blood. So we do this to remember Jesus giving his life for us. We do this proclaiming our Lord's death until he comes again. We set apart the bread and the juice wherever we are, simple symbols, ordinary food that we've gathered from our kitchens that connect us to the story of Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Let's pray together. Loving God, we gather to give thanks to you, for you are good and your love endures forever. We give you all thanks and praise, glory and honour together today in this place. We give you thanks for giving us your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, born as one of us, lived our common life and offered his life to you in perfect obedience and trust. By his death, he delivered us from sin, brought us new life and reconciled us to you and to one another. For your amazing love, we thank you. For calling us by name, we thank you. For new life, we thank you. For forgiveness, for we missed the mark, we thank you. For your enduring hope, we thank you. For new beginnings and new opportunities, we thank you. Holy God, we also thank you for these gifts of your creation, this bread and this juice, and we pray that we who eat and drink them in obedience to Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit may be made one with Christ and with each other in peace and love. On this day, when we celebrate that Christ is risen today, when we remember Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again, we offer you all honour and glory. Blessing and honour and glory and power are yours forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to join me as we say the Lord's Prayer together. You can do that in your preferred version or in your preferred language. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I encourage you to take the bread and tear it apart. You know, the bread that we break is a sharing in the body of Christ, a reminder that we are a broken people. When we share the broken bread, we are remembered. We're put back together again by God. And the cup that we take is a sharing in the blood of Christ. For the ancient people, blood was a symbol of life. So this reminds us of the life of Christ. Here at this table of bread and cup graced by the Spirit of hope and peace, we discover the wonderful love that Jesus has for us. So as we feast on this bread, we embody Easter. We remember the sacrifice of Jesus and new life in the resurrection. As we drink from the cup, may we be transformed by its peace, that we might go out to bring God's peace to our world, even in these continuing anxious times, and to tell others of the good news. Friends, as we celebrate, Christ is risen. We rejoice that these are the gifts of God for us, the people of God. I invite you to take the bread and to remember Jesus' body broken and his compassion for us. And we take the cup. We remember the life that Jesus lived and the life that we are called to live. As a scattered community today, may we be a sign of hope and faith and unite in community together. May this food strengthen us in love and help us to remember new life today. Let's pray. Lord God, we pray for those who do not share our Easter joy, for those who live in the shadow of darkness and despair, for those who live with the hopelessness of shattered dreams, trust betrayed, lost opportunities, and love denied, for those who live without faith or hope or love, who see no resurrection, no hope of new beginnings or new opportunities for themselves or for the world. We pray for our world and world leaders, for our nation and our nation's leaders, our communities, schools and workplaces, for our churches and for our families, friends and work colleagues. We pray in the name of Jesus, our Redeemer and Holy One. Amen. I love how Frankie the dog joins us in singing our worship in that clip. What a joy to gather together on this day, to celebrate together. Christ is risen. If you would like prayer today, please press the prayer button or send us an email. We would love to pray with you. Kids would be interested if you've created something in Lego or coloured or drawn. Send a photo to kids@awuc.org.au or post it on the Facebook page. Next week we gather again at 10 a.m. on Sunday online or in person at Adelaide West at 9:15 for the traditional service 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. for the all-age services. Today we've rejoiced. Christ is risen. Listen for your name, spoken by Jesus. Recognize Jesus and God at work in the world, and may new beginnings and new opportunities in Christ unfold for you. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship, friendship and unity of the Holy Spirit be with you this Easter Sunday and tomorrow, and remain with you always, we pray. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Blessings on your week.